Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What is the Great Commission of the church? Many have allowed the world, unbelievers, to tell them what the church should be doing.
Yes.
That if you're really a church, the main thing you do is help people naturally with food, clothes, housing, that kind of thing. That's the only real work of the church. That is absolutely not true. It's great to do these kind of things, but that's not the Great Commission. That's not the main directive the Lord gave the church. Because the greatest need of man is spiritual. And if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, you've lost everything. These other things are good. They're great. We want to do more of it. But it's not the Great Commission. In Matthew 28, are you there? Verse 18. After Jesus is raised from the dead, He came and spoke to them. He said, oh, are you looking to this? Woo! This is after Jesus has gone to the heart of the earth. The Father, after 3 days and nights, the Father spoke from on high and shook hell to its core. And He has raised triumphant over death, hell, the grave, everything. And now, and He did it as a man. He did it as a man. And now He is saying, after all of this, He's saying all power, that's the Greek word for authority. All authority is given to me. Anybody believe this in here?
Yes.
In heaven and in earth. That's it. That covers everything. Beings in heaven, beings on the earth, beings under the earth. Everything in heaven, everything in earth. He said, I have got it. He got it by conquest. He got it by overcoming victory. He got it by bestowment from the Father. All authority. All authority. Man, you ought to say that the rest of the day. All authority. Oh, the devil didn't want you to know this. This is hurting him right now. He's like, tough. All authority, Jesus said, is given to me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19. So you go. Huh?
Therefore.
Understood subject is you. You go. Go ye. Or therefore, or we could say it like this, so, because I have all authority in heaven and earth, so you go. Teach all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I got all the authority. So now, you go. Go to Mark 16. Woo. Man, if you can't shout about this, I don't know what you could shout about. This is Jesus fixing everything Adam messed up. God gave Adam dominion, not over everything, over the earth. But Adam lost it. Adam and Eve gave it to the enemy. But Jesus, as a man, came and got it back. And now, He's got not only all the authority on the earth, in heaven, He's got it all. I said He's got it all. Do you believe it or not? Have you read Revelation? Have you seen the glorified Master? with the big band of gold across his chest. He said, I was alive and dead, but I'm alive forevermore. And I got the keys of death and hell. Woo! Does he or does he not? One of these days, before too long, there's going to be a blast of a trumpet and the sky's going to part. He's going to come back and everybody's going to see him. King of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of all. And Philippians said, every knee is going to bow, every tongue. Now, did you hear the word every foul mouth, blaspheming demon, atheist, agnostic, I don't care what religion you were, ain't going to be any unbelievers in. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess it is written. Smart ones do it now. Mark 16. Look at Mark's account of this. Mark 16, verse 14, Jesus appeared to the 11 and upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said to them, what? Go. What's the understood subject?
You.
You go into all the world, preach, proclaim the good news to every created being. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that believes not will be damned or condemned. And these signs will follow them that believe. Tell me the next three words.
In my name.
In my name. They will cast out demons or evil spirits. Now, how could you do that if you didn't have authority to do it? Well, where'd you get this authority? He said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. What's the next phrase? So, you go. And do what? You cast out spirits in my name. Speak with new tongues in my name. Take up serpents, drink any deadly thing. That's not tempting God now. That's kind of like what happened, you know, when Paul was on that island and got snake bit. He just shook it off. Felt no harm. They'll not hurt him. They'll lay hands on the sick. Now this all comes back to in my name. In my name. And what'll happen? They'll recover. Why? Because it's not just you going around healing people, because you can't. But you've been authorized. You've been sent to do something for Him in His name. When you're saying, I come in the name of Jesus, I'm praying in the name of Jesus, this is not some magic incantation like hocus pocus in the name of Jesus. This is revealing I'm His representative. He's authorized me to do this, to speak on His behalf and act on His behalf. And if you really are doing it on His behalf and at His sending, He's got all power and authority in heaven and earth, right? Oh, somebody say, glory to God. And see, we're still talking about the greatest faith, because that's what that centurion said. He said, I got delegated authority from above me, and then I delegate authority below me. But this is how they functioned. This is how they operated and lived. He went on to say, verse 19, so then after the Lord had spoken to them, He was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, where He is right now. So He's not here personally in the earth, but His body is. He's the head. We are the body. And they went forth and did what He said, preached everywhere. And the Lord did what? Working with and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Why? Because they're doing what He told them to do. So He's backing it up. He's backing it up. They're laying hands on people in His name and they're recovering. They're casting out things, evil influences, and they have to leave in His name. Oh, somebody say, in His name.
In His name.
in His name. Now go to 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. If any man be in Christ, he's a what?
New creation.
New creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now that's not in your body. Your body didn't become a new creation. It's going to get changed later. That's not even in your intellect. Your intellect didn't become a new creation. The inner man, the hidden man of the heart, became a new creation. Verse 18, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Keep going. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. So here we see, the Bible says that everything that Jesus did, God did it. And that's saying it accurately. If the Father says, I did it. Yet it was actually Jesus that went to the cross, but that's accurate because He sent Him. God did it. Not imputing their trespasses unto them, and He's committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, somebody look at your neighbor and say, now then. Now then. Drum roll. We are ambassadors for Christ. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? We have the U.S. has ambassadors living all over the world in other countries. Let me throw this in while we're talking about that. They don't live based on that country's economy. We've traveled a little bit, and I've been to some countries and places where it was pretty rough living conditions. And I'm thinking of a couple right now, and you drive by this place, and there are these huge walls, and there's this state in there, and there's this fine-looking stuff, and there's just poverty all around it. And you think, well, who lives there? The ambassador.
Amen.
The ambassador.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, why? Because their economy is not the economy of the country they're living in. The Bible said our citizenship is in heaven. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And God supplies all our needs, not according to the economy of this country or this state, according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.